Welcome, B2B Copywriters. This is Charlotte Crockett. We are joined today by Joshua Boswell, who is a familiar face to any of you who have attended the Web Intensive or Boot Camp. For those of you who may not know Joshua, he started his copywriting business from scratch, snagged a few small clients such as Corel, Google, Agora, Nightingale Conant, and Perry Marshall, and from there built a very successful business. Joshua has been the winner of the AWAI 10K Challenge and a favorite speaker at many AWAI events. One of the things I respect most about Joshua is that his great success hasn't come at the expense of his personal priorities, which center around his lovely wife and their 11 wonderful children. Joshua is joining us today. He's in the middle of his Launch Your Writer's Life in a Day tour, where he's working with all types of copywriters, helping them develop a solid plan to market themselves so their business will thrive. Today, he's going to talk to us about launching your copywriting business and give you a peek into the launch tour itself. Welcome, Joshua. We're very happy you could join us today.
Thank you, Charlotte. Appreciate that nice introduction. As you were talking there, I was thinking that you said he built his career, but not at the expense of things that are important in his family. And really, I built it because of them. And I think that that is the power behind the writer's life. And, of course, we'll talk about this more, but to me, that's central. It's the motivating, driving forces to be able to have the life that you want to have and not have to sacrifice that to have money, which so often people do. They pour their whole life and soul into making money with the hope that it'll produce a lifestyle, and then they get caught up in the endless trap of being sucked into that vortex of, always having to invest all their time to make the money, but never having the time to enjoy things that they really want to do in life. So anyway, it's very exciting. It's a great lifestyle, and I'm just so happy to be a writer.
I think you made a very important point, and I know that by the end of our chat today, the people that are listening will have a chance to see exactly how they can do that, what you talked about,
yeah.
How they can have that career they want without sacrificing what's most important to them.
Absolutely.
Which gives them their big why for doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
So let's jump in. And I know you see a lot of copywriters, and they say they want to launch their business, and they keep thinking they're going to launch it, and they keep getting ready to launch it, and they just have held back for some reason. What do you think is intimidating about taking those first steps?
Well, you're right. I do see a lot of copywriters, and I've given a lot of thought to this. I think there are a couple main reasons, and probably the foundation of it is based in fear, and I don't mean that belittling at all. Fear is basically a response that we have when we feel out of control or uncertain about what direction we take. And we often hear about this fight or flight syndrome, that when we're presented with a stressful situation or something aggressive happens to us or around us, then the psychologists, some will say that we have a fight or flight. We either fight, so we attack and address the thing, or we flee and get away from whatever that danger or aggressive or difficult situation is. And there's actually a step right before that, and it's the step called freeze. And the best way to think about this is that, a silly example that I use often is that if you're walking through the woods, you've been told that there are bears in the area and to be careful, and you hear a large sound in the bushes off to the side of you, then the first thing that you're going to do is not to immediately pull out your bear pepper spray or your gun or to run down the trail. You're going to freeze in your tracks and listen more carefully. You're going to assess the information. You're going to gather some more data. And I think that one of the hardest parts about beginning copywriting is that you've heard the cry, the call of being a writer in the writer's life. You've seen other people have the experience of it, but you've got a little bit of taste of it, and that's where they get stuck. It's like, all right, I got some copywriting skills, I've got the program, but what do I do next? Like, what's the next step? Is it really going to work for me? Can I really step out? Is it really worth the investment of my time? Because I'm going to have to change up my schedule to make this happen. So, really, what do I do now? And to compound the problem, the question of what do I do now is sometimes clouded by 1,001 experts out there. Because most of us that are inside of copywriting are sort of serial entrepreneurs. Like, we love shiny objects, right? And so we're subscribed to, 20,000 different newsletters. We got zillions of gurus talking in our ear, telling us to do this, that, and the other thing. And so we're constantly processing information, and we're constantly in the freeze mode. And I don't think it needs to be that way. And most of the experts that we're talking to are not saying, you know, they're telling us about copywriting skills or different niches or different markets. And I think that one of the challenges is that there's not quite enough voices out there saying, just start here. This is the first step. Just start here. And this is what the roadmap looks like. So you can go from point A to B to C to D. It's sequential. It's easy. It's clear. And it's very simple to do. And that roadmap's available. It's just that most writers starting out, they don't have that map. And so they're constantly in the freeze mode. Ah, was that a bear? What do I do? How do I do it? I don't know how to get started. Oh, this guy's saying to do this. This guy's saying to do that. I just don't know where to go. And so I think that the solution, so not just to talk about the problem, but, a solution there is that they need clarity. And I think that clarity will breed action. Simple, actionable plans that really, people go, oh, I just start here and I take the next step, do that long enough, and I'll have the writer's life. So that's why I think
It sounds like as you're talking that there really aren't physical limitations or intellectual limitations, that they're really kind of mindset limitations that are holding these people back. So how important do you think it is to have a success mindset going in?
Oh, man, it is everything, in my opinion. I really think that it is everything because, the old saying that anything that the mind of man or woman can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And that's not just motivational, hyped up, theoretical, mumble jumble stuff. That is really, really, really true. And the reason it's true is because if you think about what is really our life consist of? What is it? Our life consists of a bunch of daily little decisions that we make. That's, the sum total of our existence and how much money we make and where we live and who we've married and what kind of family we have or didn't marry or whatever. Like all of those things are combinations of these little choices that we make and how we address various circumstances in our life. Well, what decides how we make those decisions? Well, what makes that determining factor is our mindset. It's how we think about things. And so in the early stages of the game of copywriting, the right mindset, being able to look out and say, okay, I can do this. I'm confident that I can do it. I believe that AWAI has a good program. There's a good system involved. I believe that there's a right market out there, and I believe that I can be successful. So let me give you a quick story to show you how powerful this mindset is, especially in the beginning days. One of my first clients was a rather large financial newsletter firm that I won't mention the name here, and they hired me on retainer at the time. This was back in 2006, 2005, I guess. They hired me on retainer, $5,000 a month. It was a ton of money for me at the time to write one promo a month. So we worked on the first promo together, and I submitted it to them. They gave me examples of other writing. They gave me examples of things that had won. They gave me examples of things that had lost. And the first draft that I handed in to them, they hated it. They're like, oh, this is not going to work. Try it again. We really like your voice, but just the promo is not going to work. So we went back and forth on that, five or six times. And finally, in frustration, and I don't fault them for this at all, in frustration, they said, this isn't going to work. And they scrapped the promo and they scrapped my contract for the retainer. So, I was totally devastated. If you know my story, at that point, I was several hundred thousand dollars in debt, a large family to feed, lots of challenges going on in my life, and I really needed that money. I really needed that contract. And now it was gone. It was like, oh, I thought all my problems were solved, and then, whoop, my feet were kicked out from under me, and then I was, somebody smashed me in the face while I was down. And I went into like a mild to severe depression. I was so frustrated. And I was questioning whether it was really going to work. I questioned whether AWI was telling me the truth, were there really clients out there, blah, blah, blah. So for that, I was in that state for about a month and a half. And finally, my sweet wife, wonderful wife, sat me down and said, honey, I want you to look up how many companies are out there in the technology field, because you started going down this technology niche and peeled off to do this financial project. So I want you to find out how many companies are out there in the technology niche, and then find out how many nonprofits are, because you have some skill in nonprofit and you could write that area too. So I did a little research, and you know what I found out, Charlotte? I found out that there were like thousands and thousands and thousands of potential prospects out there for me to contact. And my wife said, you know what? These guys are just one out of thousands and thousands. So why give up because one person told you no? Go out there and do it. And it totally shifted my mindset. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I don't have to worry about one. I just need to fill the pipeline full enough and have enough clients coming at me that even if I blow all of them, there's still going to be tons and tons and tons of prospects out there for me, and I'll just consider on-the-job training, and I'll just keep moving forward. That little tiny mind shift, Charlotte, let me tell you what happened there. That little tiny mind shift gave me the confidence to go out there and to continue marketing myself. That was in January of 2006, and I had made almost nothing. I mean, literally like peanuts up to that point. I think $10,000 or $15,000 in the 8 or 9 months I had been heavily marketing myself. And from January to the 1st of April, I made almost $100,000, like 90-some-odd thousand dollars in those couple of months. And what was the difference? It was purely a difference of my mindset change. That was all. That was the change. And we see this happen all the time at boot camp, Charlotte. When people come to boot camp or other events like this tour event that I'm putting on, I saw it this past, when we did the first one. And people come in, they're not quite sure, they need clarity, their belief level is down, and they get the right information, they see a different perspective, the mindset shifts, and suddenly everything starts to change for them. I'm thinking of Sean McCool came 4 or 5 years ago to boot camp, had an attitude change, and within a very few short months was super successful as a copywriter, continues to be very successful at all the endeavors that he does. And it was all just mindset. It was all mindset. It wasn't his skill. It wasn't his connections. It wasn't his circumstances. It was just he gained a different perspective and everything changed.
Okay, well, we give a hat tip to Margie on that one for rescuing you from the pit of despair. That's a really great point.
Just to clarify, I just want to clarify, everything that I have, I can be credited back to Margie. She gets credit for all of it. So.
Well, I want to go back to something you had mentioned. You talked about clarity and how important it is to have that clarity. One of the ways that I know some writers get clarity is by choosing a niche. So is that an important step in the process, or can you just go out there and just attack the world?
Oh, you know what? That is a great question. And again, talking about the clarity and the focus, people ask me all the time, can I have one niche? Can I have two niches? Can I have five niches? And one of the dumbest things that I did in the early days, I had this paralysis of analysis thing going on too. And when I first started, I just couldn't quite decide on where I was going to focus and what I was going to do. And so I got the advice, which at the time seemed like decent advice to me, and it was good enough advice to get me going. And the advice was, if you can't decide on one niche, pick two or three or four niches, work at all of them for a year, and then at the end of the year, see which one you got the most clients in, and then you can focus on that one. And it was okay, but what I found is I first started off in nonprofit technology in the political arena. And eventually, I sloughed off and I set aside the nonprofit and the political stuff and focused just on the technology. And that was part of my critical decision-making process in January as I came out of that slump that I just talked about. And literally, that focus shift is one of the key things that allowed me to have so much success so rapidly. And I look back and I just kick myself for not having the courage to make a decision early on. And here's why that's so very, very important to pick one niche, okay? And for some of you, like I'll tell you an example. When I was in Phoenix, which was the first stop on our tour, when I was in Phoenix, I was talking about this idea, and somebody raised their hand and says, well, I'm really good at two or three niches, and I've already got feelers out there and there. Do I have to give one of them up? And my answer was, no, you do not have to give one up. But think about this analogy. If you're a sea captain and you're sailing a big, beautiful ship and you're out on the high seas, then you have a destination you're going to, right? And you can, in that ship, you can go to any port in the world. You can go to any port in the world, but you can only go to one port at a time. You can only go to one port at a time. And going to one port allows you to pick up supplies to be able to get to the next port and to the next port. And I really am a firm, now, I'm a firm, firm believer. I don't believe that you have to be a long-term lifetime specialist in one single niche. But I do believe that you need to go to one port at a time, one port at a time. You can go to as many ports as you want. You can have as many niches as you want, but one niche at a time. And I think that the smartest strategy to do is to lay out the different niches that you want to focus on. Choose one of them as your first port of call, as it were, and really master that. Really get awesome at that and let that fund your efforts into the next niche. Because every time you go into a niche, there will be a learning curve. You'll need to develop some contacts. You're going to make some connections. There's going to be a learning curve there. And so as you're involved in that learning curve, wouldn't it be great to have a marketing system in a different niche that's spinning off clients consistently and automatically to fund your desire to go to the next niche? Well, yeah, it'd be totally smart to do. And that's exactly what I did. I focused on technology. And after a little while, I got a little bored with technology because I get bored with stuff. But I had clients. I had reputation. I had establishment. I had a marketing engine there that was automatically spinning clients to me and feeding me clients. And so I would take those projects, but now instead of marketing in that niche, which was already up and running and doing fine, I peeled off and started going to another niche. You know, in the 10 years that I've been copywriting, Charlotte, I've been to the niche ports of financial, health, biz op, all kinds of stuff inside the nonprofit world, all kinds of stuff in the political world, and, you know, the list goes on and on. I've just been to tons of different places. I love learning new things. I love the excitement of it. I love, you know, the diversity of it, but I did it all one port at a time. I think that's super, super critical.
Well, as you know, as a sailor, I love your analogy, so let's run with that a little bit. You know, you talk about sailing into a port, and how do you let the people in town know you're there and that you're open for business? And how can a copywriter market themselves in a new niche?
Okay, that's a great question as well. Let me say that I think that there are only two broad categories of marketing yourself as a copywriter. Some people might, you know, argue with me about my categorization and how I've delineated these, but as I've looked around, I really think there are only two predominant ways to do this. Number one is you can be a direct response person, meaning you go after the clients directly. You phone call them, you email them, you connect with them on LinkedIn. You know, you're out there basically directly soliciting business. Just like, you know, if you write persuasive copy at all for any of your business contacts, then you know this process. You know that there's a process there where you get right in their face, you go for the jugular, and your only purpose is by the end of the time that they're reading your brochure or your manual or your letter or whatever it is, they're going to take action. They're going to do something. Even white papers have a call to action and are a form of a direct response type marketing modality. So as you're looking at that and doing that, I think that there you say, okay, I got one way to market myself, which is the direct response category. And that would include, again, just to reiterate, things like a direct email campaign, direct physical mail where you're actually mailing stuff out and asking for a response, cold calling and calling people up, doing LinkedIn and other social media tactics where you're directly soliciting business. So that's one category. The second category that I think is really important, and by the way, as part of the launch tour, not to harp on that too much, but you asked me to talk a little bit about it. As part of the launch tour, I go through a whole series of videos on all of those different direct response elements and talk about what they look like, how to do them, how to implement that effectively. It's all part of the package that comes into the launch tour. So before you ever get there, you've got that in your toolbox and in your resource set. So you can make a decision as to how you want to do that. The second way, so category number two, is that you can become an expert. It's what I call the expert path. And in the expert path, you still have to go out and directly contact people, publishers, interviewers, article writers, all these kinds of people. You need to go out and directly contact them to get published, to be established as an expert, as an author, as a guru in your particular field. But when you do that, what happens is your target audience reads your stuff, reads your books, reads your article, watches your interviews, looks at your videos, goes onto your blog, and they get this sense that, oh, man, this guy or gal is awesome at this industry. They know the industry well. They know how to market well. They're a great writer. They know business-to-business stuff inside and out. We need them on our team. We need to have them. And then they contact you, right? They contact you. So it puts you in a much better position of authority and a much better negotiating position and a much better pull position, power position, and has a lot of advantage to it. One of the disadvantages is that it takes a little while to establish yourself because experts are considered to have longevity and consistency in a given market. You can't write a couple of blog posts and be considered an expert tomorrow. It's going to take a few months to build that up. And so it's a little slower than the direct response route. But those two categories, and by the way, I have a whole set of videos on the expert path too. How do you get published? How do you become a recognized expert? How do you write a book? And why do you do a book proposal and publish that and get it published? Or do you self-publish it? And all those kinds of things that, how do you get in front of a live audience to speak? All those kinds of things I address in the videos that people coming to the tour get beforehand. So those are the two main categories, the direct response category and the expert path category, and all the different ways that you can do that. But those are the two main categories.
Okay, Joshua, I'm putting myself in the shoes of someone who's just about to launch a copywriting career or just getting started, and my head's spinning because you've mentioned so many different ways that you can market yourself. And it's great that there's options. But I need to be successful now. So what is the best way for me to market myself?
Man, this is like the end-all, be-all question for the new writer. Because to start, as I said at the very beginning of this, to get going effectively, you have to have clarity. And this is a sticking point. It's like, which one do I do? Do I write letters? Do I put a blog? Do I have what kind of website do I put up? Do I write a book? What do I do? Okay, so here is my answer, and I have studied this for 10 years, talking and visiting with thousands and thousands of copywriters, and I have a clear answer for this. It's going to make this very simple for you. And so what I want you to do, you're listening to this right now. If you're in front of your computer, I want you to write this sentence. The very best way to market myself is ... And if you're writing on a piece of paper, I want you to write that down. The very best way to market myself is... Okay, ... And I'm going to tell you the answer. So give you 30 seconds to write that down. The very best. So you can capitalize very, or you can capitalize the, you can underline it, whatever you want. But here's the very, very best way that I've seen that copywriters, especially new copywriters, have been able to just kick tail and take names, have gone out there, have created huge successful businesses, have made the connections that they wanted, really, really created the lifestyle that they want, by using this particular marketing. And I really believe it's the very, very best one that you can do. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, good. The very best way to market myself as a copywriter is the method that I will consistently use. It's the one that you will consistently do. And I'm not talking double talk here, and I'm not talking silliness here. I'm telling you the absolute truth. If you look at all the different marketing methods, then you'll find that every single one of them has a success story behind it. Somewhere, someone, some copywriter has taken cold calling and created hundreds of thousands. My whole foundation is in cold calling, and I created a multi-million dollar company over the years to be able to sell myself and do everything. And it all has a truth in cold calling. So is cold calling bad and doesn't work? No, it worked just fine for me because I consistently used it. I mastered it. What about email campaigns? What about writing books? What about doing blogs? Can't we all think of somebody who has been successful using one of these techniques? Yes. And why were they able to be successful at it? Because they consistently used it. That is why. And so your very, very best technique is the one that you will consistently do. It's the one that you will persistently and consistently do. Now, here's the deal behind that. How do you know which one to do? I believe that all of us have different personalities and all of us have different strengths. And so what you want to do is you want to find out your strength and you play to your strength. I happen to be a little bit extroverted. And so getting on the phone, even though it was scary for me, I was okay and skilled at it. I had some natural tendencies to be able to develop rapport quickly with people in a live conversation. If you don't have that natural skill and strength, don't make cold calls. Write a book. Go speak at a conference. Send out emails. Do a blog. Like, you can do anything. There's a marketing method available to cater to your strength. So cater to your strength and do it consistently, and you will have success. It's immutable reality. It's a law of nature. It's the law of the harvest. If you cater to your strengths and you do it consistently, you will get results. But the problem is, most of us, A, don't know our strengths, and most of us, B, don't consistently do what we need to be doing. We jump around. We get shiny object syndrome, as I've talked about before. We get started on a path that doesn't produce immediate results. We get a newsletter or an email from the next guru, and he's telling us that this way is better. We jump ship, and we start on that path, and it just cycles over and over and over again. So stop. You have my permission to stop and consistently pick one of these marketing methods and just consistently do it. Pick one that caters to your strength and just consistently do it. There it is. That's the end all secret.
I think you removed a lot of stress from many aspiring copywriters and people that have been struggling against something that they really isn't great for them to do or isn't in their wheelhouse. So, and I do want to ask you some specific questions about your tour, but before we jump into that, is there a key message that you think aspiring copywriters need to hear? Is there something they really just need to know now that will help them move forward?
I think that we can go back to the mindset, and I really believe, number one, I think that if copywriters will look in the mirror and recognize that they have a great individual worth, and again, I'm not talking hype or silliness, so bear me out on the logic of this. One of the beliefs that holds us back is that we feel like we don't have anything to contribute to a given market. I have somebody who is a dear, dear friend of mine who's a great writer, but the problem is they don't see themselves as a great writer. They don't feel like they have anything to contribute to any market. So consequently, they don't have the courage to go out there and present themselves and to offer their services. So for years, they've been languishing in the struggle of really starting to market themselves. And why? Because they don't see their incredible, amazing individual worth, the great contribution that they can make. I hear copywriters say all the time, well, there's tons of people in financial. There's tons of people in health. There are tons of people in B2B in different sectors and segments of B2B. Like, what am I going to say that hasn't already been said? Well, the truth is at the core of all of it, you're not going to say anything. There's nothing new under the sun in terms of just basic data. But what there is new is you. Just like no two snowflakes are alike, no two fingerprints are alike, no two lots of stuff in this universe of ours are alike, there's nobody else like you anywhere. And what that means is you have a USP. You have something unique to contribute to whatever niche you've decided to focus on. You have something of value that you can bring to another human being, and they will pay for that value. That's what we do. We pay for value. And so, you know, you ask me if there's a key message for aspiring copywriters. It would be have a ton of confidence in the fact that you can bring something unique and valuable to the table and that nobody else can bring to the table. And because of that, there is a little pocket in this universe of ours, in this business world, There's a little pocket waiting for you to come add value to it. And in exchange for that value, you are going to receive a great lifestyle, a great income, a great set of circumstances that will fulfill your dreams. But you just got to be willing to go out there and do it. Now, there's a secondary idea behind this that I want to share with you. And that is, and this is another major key message, and that is that there is, you know, I said there's a little pocket somewhere. Inside of that pocket is an endless stream of potential clients for you. There really is. It's a never-ending, expanding universe. Even if today there's a limited number, tomorrow someone's going to start a new business and they're going to need writers. They're going to need copy. There are millions of businesses started every single year in the United States, every single year. Big businesses, small businesses, medium businesses. It's a never-ending pool of opportunity. And so if you fail a few times, if you don't get a client on your first effort, then try again. It's okay. You can win this battle if you just consistently will do what you know how to do, which you play to your strengths. If you'll consistently do that, you can win this awesome, awesome lifestyle, this great prize that we're all after. So first thing is you have infinite worth. You've got great value. You bring something unique to the conversation, and you'll be paid well for that. And inside of that little world where you bring that uniqueness, there's an unlimited pool of potential clients, and it's ever expanding. You won't be able to saturate a market. None of us will. And so there's an unlimited amount of wealth out there for you and for me. And so knowing that, we can all take confidence and just go out and start doing. Find a clear game plan. Find a clear path to run on. Make sure it caters to your strengths and is tailored to your circumstances, and do it. Just go for it. Because the lifestyle is all there. It's all real. There's a limited number of clients, and you have something unique to bring to the table. So I think that if you'll have that mindset, if you'll have that belief, if you'll accept that reality, then there's no limits to what you can do. You really can have all the success that you want as a writer.
Well, Joshua, you really inspired us in just half an hour. I can't imagine what you do in a full day. and I know we've got a number of B2B copywriters that are coming to your tour dates, to your workshops that you're giving. Can you
Absolutely.
Give us a peek into, and there's some people that may be on the fence, but can you give us a peek into what would happen during that day and what you talk about and how it can help a copywriter that's trying to really get their business going?
Sure. Here's what this day is all about. Let me just summarize it in a nutshell. This day is all about launching your writer's life in a single day. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is to launch your writer's life, as I've mentioned earlier on this call, you only need a couple of things. You need some basic writing skills. You need a crystal clear path that's tailored to your strengths and your circumstances. And then you need to know exactly the first steps to take, and then you need a team of people that can support you in that effort as you move forward. Because life happens. I mean, after the event, life happens, right? You're going to come home, and I love, in fact, I steal this expression from you, Charlotte, because I love it, but rogue waves happen. It's like out of the blue, I didn't see that one coming. You know, a relative gets sick, a spouse or a parent or something happens or passes away or you know, financial disaster hits the stock market, like, you know, on and on and on and on. Somebody hits you as you're pulling out a Walmart parking lot, whatever. Life happens. Rogue waves happen. And so how do you implement your plan in real life? So I think that you need some basic writing skills. You need a crystal clear plan. And then you need the ability to go out there and consistently market yourself, even when life happens and rogue waves happen. And that right there is what this launch day is all about. And AWI does an awesome job at covering the writing skill part. So, you know, I'm assuming that anyone listening to this has either bought the six-figure copywriting course and or the business course and probably a bunch of other courses, right? So you have the skill set there. So I don't address that very much. I talk about a few minor things there just as high points to get you focused in the right direction. But we spend the bulk of our day focusing on a very simple marketing plan. It's a three-step marketing plan. And it consists of three sections. Number one, your market. So what market do you pick? How do you pick a niche? Where do you pick it? How do you discover your strengths? How do you cater to those strengths inside of that market? What's your market? Who are you talking to? The second thing that we address is your message, right? Your message. So what do you say to that market? Let me give you an example of how powerful and how essential your message is, okay? And I'll tell you just a quick story. And some of you have heard me tell this story before, but it bears repeating. So on the message part of the day, here's what we do is we build you out, we help you build a message that will attract your target audience. So here's the story to illustrate that point. Years ago, we lived in Arizona, and there was a little lake, a little pond that was close by where we lived, and there were ducks in the pond, of course. And we like to take, we had little ones then, we still have little ones, but we had little ones then, and our oldest were little then. And we would take them over, and we liked to walk around and see the ducks and feed the ducks. Well, on one of the first visits when we got over there, we had a little bag of bread with us, and we walked into the park, and there was already another family there with some youngsters who were wanting to feed the bread. And before mom and dad could stop them, one of their children grabbed some huge, you know, a couple big handfuls of bread and went running over to the shore of the pond, over to the where the water was and where the ducks were, and started just chucking large pieces of bread at the ducks and yelling at them, like, "I'm going to feed you," and just screaming at the top of their lungs. And, of course, what did the ducks do? Scared out of their wits, they all took wings, flew off, scattered like crazy. Now, what was the problem? Was the problem that the ducks weren't hungry? No, the ducks were hungry. Was the problem that the boy didn't have the right kind of food for them? No, you know, I think, I don't know, maybe there's some environmentalists who'll disagree with me. But as far as I know, ducks can eat bread and be okay with it. So there was the right kind of food. So the ducks were hungry. The boy had what they wanted. The boy had the right intention. He wanted to feed them. He wanted to deliver stuff to them. But what was the problem? The problem was in the messaging. It was all in the delivery. It wasn't that he wasn't meeting the need. It wasn't that there wasn't a need. It was all in the messaging. And because there was a gap in the messaging, that was the problem. So what do I do at this one-day event? I help you define that message. We get right into it. It's interactive in a way that you've never been to an event like this before. It's interactive, and it's supportive, and you learn through experiential, engagement. And you get in there and you refine that message and you build it out right on the spot, right there that day, so that you know who's hungry in the market, and then you have a message that's custom tailored and that will resonate with them and attract them. As a follow-up to the duck story, really quick, I laughed as we watched and I said, okay, I told my children, I said, watch this. I'm going to show you how this is done. We walked to the other side of the lake where the ducks had been scared off to. And I took a piece of bread, and I walked out there, and I stood well back from the shore, and I threw a piece of bread out in the water. And hesitant now, the ducks sort of came over to it, nibbled on a little bite, and then scurried back. And I just did the same thing a couple times. Each time I took a little step closer to the shore, and each time they got a little closer. And you know the rest of the story. Before long, I could flip off a little piece of bread, and I had a huge flock of ducks falling around. I handed the bread to my boy. He could break off a little bit of piece here and there. And we had these ducks trailing us all over the park. We could take them wherever we wanted to go. Why? Was it different bread? No. Was it a different size of a child that was leading them? No. Were they just as hungry? Yeah. What was the difference? It was all in the messaging. So how do we write your writer's life? How do we launch that in a day? We give you a crystal clear plan or a crystal clear idea of what your market is and what your strengths are. A crystal clear step-by-step plan for defining your message and knowing what that message is. And then we take all of that and we bundle it up and we create a step-by-step action plan for implementing this on a day-to-day basis. I give you a 25-week plan where it spells out every single week exactly what you should do to help lead the ducks through the park. Exactly what you need to do to find clients in your given niche in your profession. There is nothing ambiguous about it. It is literally, you'll walk away from there and the people, and I can read you some of the comments that I got from this, the one we did in Phoenix. But you can find out exactly what needs to be done on a day-to-day basis. You wake up every morning, you know exactly what the next step is, and you know that it's leading you towards success because you see the big picture and you have a specific customized roadmap that caters to your strengths. Now, as a follow-up to that, just so you know, so what do I do about the day-to-day thing? Well, what I do about the day-to-day thing is that every month, you're invited for the next year after the event. You're invited to have a Q&A conference call with me. So if you have questions, if you have roadways, you've got things that are you're not sure how to handle, then I'm there as a resource. Once a month, we jump on the phone as a group, and we go over questions, and I answer them, get clarification, et cetera. Plus, you've got the people that you went to the event with. We have a private Facebook page set up so you can interact, you can ask questions, you can motivate and inspire each other. So I've tried to think of everything that's needful to create a successful writing business and integrate it into one day. Nothing that's fluff, nothing that's hype, nothing that's not needed. It's all customized and tailored, and we put it all into one day. It's an incredible experience.
I'm just blown away listening to all of this. But you had mentioned that you've done one in Phoenix, and can you give us a little insight into what the attendees in Phoenix took away from that they considered especially valuable? And did they give you any feedback as to what benefit they got from spending the day there?
Sure. I mean, it'll sound like I'm kicking on the broken record, but let me just read. So this is from Gary. He attended. He's over in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He came over to Phoenix. And this is his words, not mine. I've got the form right in front of me. I'm reading his words off it. He says, Josh was awesome. He spells out exactly what needs to be done in a clear, concise, easy to understand, easy to follow format. On the question of what sessions or topics had the most impact, he said, I came here with the first two, thank you, AWI, the first two niches or first two programs, he says, but Joshua showed me exactly how to move forward. Thank you, Joshua. So he had an idea of his writing skills and the niche that he wanted to focus on, but he didn't have an idea to move forward, and that's what he got. Let me read you another one. So this one is, the entire day was fantastic. This is from Cynthia. The entire day was fantastic. It was so informative and so educational. Joshua definitely knows his stuff. His compassion and caring comes through in everything that he does. And she particularly liked, she writes here that she really liked the cold calling piece. It was incredibly helpful, especially the script and the cold calling effort to contact each other, and the follow-up email scripts were invaluable to me. So, we could go through up here. Another person, I'll just read one or two more. Sheila says that she finally found her niche and was able to focus. Happy dance, she writes in big underlined quotes. Cool. Happy dance. I learned more than I've ever learned about organizing my time and managing my decisions, which I think is super cool. I discovered how to set up my sales package to attract the right kind of clients, and I did it all in one day. Loved it all. Great day, Sheila. So, I could go through more. I've got about 15 of those comments like that, but I won't bore you with the rest of them. But that, you know, that clear, concise action plan, being able to finally choose a niche, being able to cater to your own strengths, that seems to be the key things that people are taking away from all of this. So,
well, I mean, hey, you're inspiring a happy dance. What more can we ask for?
Exactly. You know, hey, people are doing the happy dance. Awesome. Great.
Well, Joshua, for those that, you know, with everything you're talking about today, I imagine it's nearly overwhelming, but you've also got an add-on for people that are interested in really doing a little bit more, and that's the VIP session. Can you talk a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, I affectionately call this the winner's edge and removing the barriers that are stopping you. What I have found is that there are a couple elements of success. One is your skill. Obviously, you have to be able to write at least at a C level to make money. And by the way, you can be a six-figure copywriter at a C level skill. Right, you do not have to be A-level writer. You can be a C-level, especially in B2B. And I don't mean that offensively at all, but, you know, you do not have to be a Clayton Makepeace to make six figures in the B2B world. But you do have to have some skill. You do have to have an effective game plan, and you have to have, the ability to know where you're going, to make good decisions. That's very important. But circling back to what you talked about before, there's a third element there that's the mindset. You've got to have the right attitude and the right belief structure. And the challenge is that most of us come into business with either, you know, the business of copywriting. It's really a business. And a lot of people are coming in because they want the freedom of the writer's life and they want to be freelance writers. But they've had a job their whole life, so they have employee mentality. And I'm not saying that disparagingly. They're used to showing up and having somebody tell them exactly what they do. They've got employee mentality because that's the environment that they've grown up in. Some people, like me, come into the world with in the world of copywriting with a lot of emotional baggage about, I grew up really poor, I grew up religious, there was conflicts of making a lot of money and being able to live my religion, and, you know, all those kind of funky baggage things. Some people come from abusive backgrounds where they have super, super low self-image and self-esteem and just have a hard time believing that they have any kind of value to bring. And so they have all these barriers that are stopping them. It's not that they don't have the skill. It's not that they don't have a game plan. It's not that they don't have the know-how. It's that they've got some barriers in their way. And so recognizing that that stops people, I've put this special edition together to help peel the curtain back a little bit and to get some very real, very tactical, very measurable skills to removing those kinds of barriers, to setting those aside, getting a fresh start, looking at life a little bit differently. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a therapist. I just know human behavior, and I know that there are certain things that you can do to trigger the peak state, to trigger, you know, the removal, the dissolving of some barriers and replacing those with some with more effective belief structures and more effective habits. And so that night, so during the day up until dinner time, we work on all the plans and the skills and all the things that I talked about. But in the evening, for those that choose to stick around, and by the way, you know, of all the people that we had in Phoenix, almost all of them, except for three, because of earlier commitments and whatnot, decided to stick around. And I don't have evaluation forms on that. It was much more private, much more, I don't know if intimate's the right word, but, you know, much more engaged, a really heart-to-heart type environment. So I didn't get evaluation forms back on that. But I could tell from the looks on people's faces and some major breakthroughs that happened there that we really removed a lot of barriers for some people and got some new insights for them. And so now, instead of having to drag through this process of trying to become a great copywriter, they've got clarity and they've got freedom. They've been relieved of some of these barriers and these burdens. They've walked around them and they can carry on their journey without that extra baggage. And it's just a cool thing to see. It's a very, very cool thing to see. And so, you know, that's part of the process that I help everyone through. And that's what that VIP thing is. Oh, and by the way, we have a great, nice dinner leading up to that. So we kind of take our hat off and relax, and we have a nice dinner before I get into the training, and then we have the training together, and then we all go home and get a good night's rest after a nice, hard, long day of work that's super satisfying. So that's what that one's about. Oh,
that sounds great. So who should consider attending this? Who would be helped by spending a day with you on this tour?
So I really believe that anybody at any stage of the game would benefit from coming. And, you know, we've done these tours in different locations around the U.S. to try to make it easy for local people to come and also make it easy for travel. But, you know, I've got people that are coming in from internationally to different locations because it's just worth their time to come. So for sure, if you're just starting out, like in Phoenix, I had a couple of people there that hadn't even bought one of the courses. They had subscribed to Barefoot Writer. Having bought the six-figure copywriting course, knew almost nothing about copywriting. And they came, and by the time we were done, they were like, okay, I know exactly what I need to do. I know exactly what program I need to buy. I know exactly what skills I need to get. I have total clarity on where I need to go. And so it was super valuable to them. Also sitting in that room was somebody who's been a copywriter for the last 10 years, already makes six figures, and just wanted to up their game, wanted to amp things up, wanted to get greater clarity. Had sort of hit a plateau, and it was time to move forward from that plateau. And so she wanted clarity on how to move forward off that plateau. And I've got some great clients under her belt already. But, you know, her challenge was, just to throw this in, her challenge was, is although she has been a successful copywriter for years and years and years, what she's never been able to do is to create a success habit, an engine, a marketing engine, as it were, that would automatically spin clients off and put client flow in her back pocket. Now, this goes to this point that I started off talking about, where the difference between sacrificing all of your time and effort to make the money and not having any time to enjoy the great things about life. And you can easily do that in copywriting, where you get so caught up in making the money that you don't have time to enjoy. And the problem there is that you find a client, do the project, and then you don't have any kind of an automated engine to put a new client in the hopper. And so you have to go out and fire up the marketing engine again, find a new client, get a big project, do that. It might pay really well, but then as soon as it's over, you got to find another one. And a lot of copywriters fall into that trap. So they're constantly chasing the project. Well, the system that I show you during this day that we have together is really a system that's designed to spin off. It's a marketing engine. It's not just a way to find the client and get a client. It's a marketing engine. You fire it up, you maintain it, and as long as it's running, with a little bit of maintenance, it can be kept running. And as long as it's running, it'll feed you potential clients day after day after day after day on autopilot. And so you can land a big client, do the project, and happily do vacations and spend family time knowing that there's another whole set of clients in the wings just waiting for you, and they're just going to keep funneling in. And because of the demand, you can gradually increase your prices so that eventually, you're able to charge a ton of money. Like, I'll give you an example. My first long copy sales letter was $1,000, okay? Today, my minimum project, I won't even consider doing projects unless I know for sure at the end of the project I can kick out at least $15,000 in straight profit right to my pocketbook, okay? I'm not even going to have a conversation. So, you know, that's from $1,000 to $15,000. And I'm not saying I'm the highest paid copywriter anyway. I mean, Dan Kennedy doesn't do his project unless he can make $100,000. So I'm not in that league. But you know what? I know that for the same amount of effort, the same amount of time that it took me to write the $1,000 project is the same amount of time it takes me to write the $15,000 project. What's the difference? The $14,000 is what the difference is. And so I can do a lot less projects, have a lot more time, and I've got a system that brings in clients automatically. Well, that's what we show you how to do. So who is this for? Back to your original question. It's for the guy that hasn't even bought a copywriting course and wants to know how to get started and wants to know if this is for real and wants to know if it's for them. And it's for the person who is a great copywriter, has been in the business for a while, but doesn't necessarily have an engine that's spinning clients off automatically and producing wealth for them on an ever-increasing factor. And everything in between would benefit from it. So if you're in any of those categories, you know, my event probably isn't that great for Bob Bly or Dan Kennedy or Clayton Makepeace, but probably most everybody else in the copywriting world would benefit substantially from showing up, okay?
All right.
But I want you to come.
Again, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Joshua, how can people get some more information about this work? Because you've given them a lot of information. They may want to rewind and listen to this again. But if they want to just read more about it, find out where you're holding the events and how they can register, can you give us some information of how they can get more information about it?
You bet. If they go to awaionline.com/launchtour, all one word, launch tour, LAUNCHTOUR. awaionline.com/launchtour. They can find there all the details about what we offer, what they get before the event, what they get during the event. By the way, there's some after event stuff that happens and some extra bonuses and webinars that go on there. And so they can get all the details on what the offer is. They can see what the price, you know, what their investment is to come. They can see where the locations are and they can see all the dates and get the full details and make a decision. I really, really think that if you're in the B2B world and you're trying to get, established in there, you're trying to become an expert in the field, you're trying to land clients, and you want to do that in a way that's going to spin clients off automatically and have an engine that'll serve you instead of you always having to grovel in for clients, I think this is the best day that you can invest. And by the way, it's super, super inexpensive. I was talking to a coaching student yesterday that I have who pays me more than double every single month than what this event costs for my coaching. And they were mad. They were like, what? You gave all those people all that stuff and spend a full day with them for that investment? Like, I pay way more than that. You know, they were really mad and disgruntled that they pay more. But I'm just saying, I give a ton of value at this event because I really, really want you to succeed. So I'd love to have you come join me. awaionline.com/launchtour will give you all the details. And, we still have, but it depends on when exactly you're listening to this, but we probably still have 6 or 7 locations left where you can come and join in with us. They're all close to airports. They're all close to hotels. It's super easy travel in and out for these. And so come join us. I would love to have you there. I'd love to have you participate. More than anything, I'd love to see you launch your writer's life and have the success that you really want, to start living that writer's life dream. That's what we're doing. This is what it's all about. And that's what this is all about. That's what I'm giving you.
Joshua, thank you so much. And what I'll do is I'll actually add that link onto the landing page where you're listening to this call so you don't have to go back and try to scribble that down. We'll have that right there for you so you can connect to him. But And Joshua, before we leave, I just also want to give you a personal thank you from me for all the help you've given me with my own copywriting career. And I certainly have benefited greatly from your wisdom and your encouragement, and you're so inspiring. And it's always a joy and a pleasure to work with you and talk with you because I always leave ready to attack the day and ready to push myself just a little bit harder than I would have before. So a personal thank you from me, and also a thank you from our members for doing this call. We really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And right back at you. You're always inspiring to me. I've told you before, your organization skills and your ability to see clearly as to what needs to get done next is just super inspiring to me. So thank you for your help. And we will see you at one of the events, and we'll see, the callers at one of the events. It'd be great to have everyone there. So thanks.
Absolutely. We hope to see you all at one of the events soon. Take care. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.